From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
How about that auction?
What a cracker. What a cracker of a global dairy trade auction overnight. So at the headline level, global dairy trade price index has lifted 5.5%. Now, that's a bloody good shunt in a single auction, shall we? To be crude, shall we say that? So it goes a long way to reverse the shock fall of 6.9% in the 2nd of July auction, but we'll just consign that to memory now, shall we? Although we shall note the volatility. Good result based on a strong bounce in skim milk powder and whole milk powder. So 4% rise in skim milk, 7.2% rise, 7.2% rise in whole milk powder. So they're the key commodities. Good supporting rolls from mozzarella. Gotta love mozzarella, up 5%, and butter 3.7%. Very helpful, I would have thought, for Fonterra and the forecast farm gate milk price. Here's the question, Mike. You got the start of an interest rate easing cycle. You've got strength back into the important commodity markets. Will the third quarter of 2024 be the economic nadir, the celestial economic nadir of the New Zealand economy? Is this the darkest point before dawn? Well, we'll have to wait and see, but I could get excited about that.
No, I can hear it in your voice already. Talk to me about housing, because I think there's a little bit of life there potentially by the end of the year as well.
Well, I think you're right in terms of putting that out a little bit, because it's timely to review the residential property market. So we get the monthly data release from REINZ. We got that yesterday. We've got that fall in the OCR ringing in our ears, and we've got to validly ask the question whether it'll be enough to start a change in sentiment towards the local residential property market. Property investors out there, I suspect, will be quietly waiting to see that change in sentiment. I think it's still a bit premature. What's the data telling us? Number of house sales increased sharply in July. But that did follow a big slump in June. There was a small dip in the house price index. The important indicator days to sell, that ticked up a little bit. For the month, sales rose just under 20%, which sounds quite dramatic, doesn't it? But if you look at the annual movement in the three-month moving average, the sales volumes are very slightly down on the same time last year, so that's smoothing out the month-to-month volatility. House price index raw data down 0.3% month-on-month. Seasonally adjusted, it drops to maybe minus 0.5. Compared to a year ago, there's 0.2% higher on the index, so no move there really. Sales remain below the historic average for this time of year. Days to sell at 49. That's up one day, and that's historically pretty high. Look, I would note auction clearance rates in Auckland, they've lifted in the last couple of weeks. That's a positive sign. My comments, Mike, interest rates are only one factor for the housing market. They're an important one, but they're only one. You are going to see the unemployment rate increase over the next few months. So you've got a weaker labour market. That's a headwind. Affordability, that continues to be pretty relevant. That's a headwind. I think it could be a few months before we see a demonstrable evidence of a change in sentiment, but not impossible that you'll see that. Agents out there will no doubt be calling that earlier.
I'm calling October, November. Now, back to reality. So the ports, Napier Port, see, when Winstone don't open because they don't have any power and they can't afford what's available, then you got problems.
You have. So high power prices, low lake levels in the South Island. This is problematic. You start to ask questions about our ability to sort of export competitively if the power price is so high. So another victim of high power prices, Napier Port actually revealed this yesterday in an announcement to the NZX about a big cargo customer, Winstone Pump International. They advised the port they're considering a proposal to cease all New Zealand manufacturing operations indefinitely, i.e. shut. Consequence of unsustainable energy prices. That, of course, affects volumes through the port. Winstone Pulp International got a couple of manufacturing facilities doing timber pulp products in central North Island, potentially 200 jobs affected. This is tough for a region already beset with challenges. I just want to make the point here, Mike. Businesses can hedge against short-term volatility in their power prices. Most businesses do. Winstone had been doing this. But they said it had become too expensive to actually even hedge. I think only a very small proportion of businesses are unhedged. I don't think this is an endemic issue.
Hope you're right. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones is down. Oh, it's only down 10 points. It's barely moved, really. 40,886. The S&P 500 is down 11. That's about 0.2%. 5,596, and the NASDAQ is down small as well, 23 points, 17,853. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost 1%, 8,273. The Nikkei bounced back after the big fall, so it's up 1.8%, 38,062. Shanghai Composite was down about 1%, 2,866. The Aussies gained 0.22% yesterday, 7,997, but the NZX 50 was weak, fell 104 points, 12,558. Kiwi dollar's holding up remarkably well in a falling interest rate environment in New Zealand, 0.6146 against the US, 0.9121 Aussie, 0.5529 Euro, 0.4720 pounds, 89.42 against the Japanese yen. As you said, Mike, gold, $2,510. Oh, good for all the gold bugs out there. And Brent crude also behaving itself, good. $77.18.
We'll take it. Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz.